I am about to give a full backstage pass into my business right now. Or should I say more specifically, AI in my business? Because every day I am moving my business forward with AI and my life as well. And it's likely you can't see any of it, but the ripples it's making are huge. And I know every single one of us could be benefiting from seeing the needs in our business that AI can support and being inspired on the fixes possible. So today I am pulling back the curtain on exactly how I am operating right now. More life, more excitement, more results across every angle of the business in less time with every single one of these things as well, costing next to nothing aside from a Claude subscription. And almost all of it comes back to one thing. I cannot wait to show you. As a female online business owner with dreams of more income, more impact, and more freedom, you know there's more potential in your business waiting to be unlocked. But figuring out how to shape and transform your biz and get seen, loved, selling, and scaling can feel like, well, a mystery. So how do you cut through the noise, create offers that deeply resonate, sell and scale without you always being on, all while creating a life you love? That is exactly what this show is about. Welcome to Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale. I'm Corinda, your small biz marketing sidekick, digital offer strategist, and online biz bestie. With tens of thousands of digital offers sold, tens of thousands of people helped, and millions of dollars in revenue generated in my own business as a small business owner. And through this podcast, I am here to share it all. You'll gain clear, actionable insights, strategies, and shortcuts to master your online marketing, build scalable online offers, and create a business model that works for you as much as it works for your people, so you can grow your income, amplify your impact, and free up more of your time. Let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale show. And I am going to be honest with you, biz and life is so good right now, as I want it to be for everyone. More life, more excitement, more results across every single angle of the business in less time. Doing the most incredible things with a Claude subscription coffee and a little bit of AI clarity of where to point my efforts. And today I am going to share it all with you. And look, it's no secret how I feel about the use of AI authentically as a tool in our businesses. For the last few weeks on this podcast, I have been talking a lot about AI. Because I genuinely believe, not because it is trendy, not because everyone is talking about it, but because I truly believe that where you land with this right now is going to shape the next era of your business in ways that will either open everything up or unfortunately hold you back. Because AI is here and we have the opportunity to defend our businesses against AI. And grow it and our results and our time back and our outcomes for our people with AI, or as I call it, moats and elevators. And here is the thing, I have been walking my own talk. So today I am not going to teach you a framework. I'm not going to give you a theoretical, here is how AI could help your business. That has been the last few episodes, and head back and listen to episode 44, 45, and 47 for more on that. Today, I am going to take you right behind the scenes and show you what this actually looks like inside my business. And if you listened in last week in episode 47, I spoke about the constraints framework, the idea that before you go building AI things all over your business, you run a specific audit to find out where AI can actually move the needle right now. And those three areas are revenue, offers, and capacity. That is what I have been focused on, but not before doing one thing first. And that one thing, the foundation, is what I want to start with today. Because without this, nothing else I am about to tell you is possible. So here is how today's episode is going to go. I am going to walk you through the foundation, the one thing I set up that changed everything. And then I am going to walk you through what I have been building under each of my three constraint areas, revenue, offers, and capacity. And share some of the actual things I have created and the results that are coming from them. Let's go. Okay, so let me talk about the foundation. And this is what I mean by foundation. Before you do a single task with AI, you need to have a daily driver AI setup, i.e. a tool you can open every day as a sidekick as you work and have it be able to work with you, right, in seconds. And I know so many people don't have this. At one point in time for me, ChatGPT was the thing I would open, use, and celebrate. Then that changed at the end of 2025, and I was fighting with it more times than getting something useful. I found it restrictive, constantly prompting it and reminding it things. And this was because of a ChatGPT system change out of our control. I had been dabbling in Claude most of 2025, however, in the background, and loved it, but had never seen the need to move until at the very end of 2025, when I realized ChatGPT was no longer serving me and Claude had exploded in what I could see AI was supposed to look like and feel like. And so I stopped staying with ChatGPT out of habit and moved to Claude for the sake of results. And I want to say this was not a small decision for me. I had years of data, memories, context, custom instructions in ChatGPT. I have talked about this before, but once I made the switch and went all in on Claude and had it set up the right way, I cannot imagine going back. And it's this right setup I need to talk about right now. I believe every single biz owner should be using Claude. Truly, but no matter where you are, if you don't have a daily AI tool that you feel actually deeply supported when you use, and if you don't find your tool truly effective, you need to focus there first. And for me, this is what my Claude setup looks like. My brain is baked in as a skill. Every time I open Claude, it already knows who I am, how I speak, what I sell, what I believe, what my offers are, who my audience is deeply, what my voice sounds like, my writing style, everything. I am not starting from zero every single time. And this wasn't hard to build at all. I transferred my old ChatGPT memories. I rebuilt and deepened my custom instructions. Claude knows me. Any chat, any project, whatever part of Claude I am using, I simply say, bring in my brain. And the system already knows every single thing about me. I need it to in four words, bring in my brain. Then on top of that, I have projects, specific spaces for specific things. My podcast, my ads, what is inside my offers, my business strategy. Each project has its own context, its own instructions, its own memory of what we have worked on. This means Claude becomes a big storage warehouse for me, that I just open a project, say, bring in my brain and tell me how to respond to X thing based on these files of X things I have done before. And I have a 10 out of 10 authentic outcome in seconds. And then the skills, oh my gosh, the skills. These are basically pre-built ways of doing recurring tasks that I have trained into Claude so that when I say, write me my show notes for my podcast from my podcast notes skill, it knows the full structure, the voice rules, the format, everything without me having to explain it every single time. It has my links for everything in my brain and add those in. It's magic. And then the connectors. This is where it gets next level. I can now open Claude and say, go to my inbox and find X in my inbox and respond saying this. And it is done. I can schedule that task to be done every morning. I can have it work in my Canva, my ad account, my folders on my desktop. I am not exaggerating when I say this setup alone saves me hours and hours every single week. That is the foundation. So I want to say, I think the biggest breakthrough biz owners can have right now is to actually have a daily driver AI tool they can be in and out of every day on the fly, helping them and to have that set up. Right. And if you want my full setup process and some of my skills as well, aka workflows that will do things in your Claude for you by you simply saying, do this like Corinda's skill says too, you can get the Claude changeover training from the link in my show notes and you can have this part done in 90 minutes. But once you have that foundation, this is where the bigger AI projects can come in. Those big breakthroughs on top of this, I believe as I shared in last week's episode that these should never be things you choose from shiny object syndrome though, and that we choose these so smartly to get you the biggest wins in your biz right now. And that is by working out what your biggest constraint is, your block, then focusing there. And I have done this constraint tool a few times now and have had it point me in different directions in my business, which makes complete sense because when you nail one of your constraints, that area might not be your biggest focus anymore as you have cleared that block and now you focus on a different area while that area now hums along so nicely. So I have now done work in all areas of my biz across revenue, offers, and retention and capacity, and will share what I have got to work on in each area. So let's start with revenue. And I want to share two things specifically that AI is doing for my revenue right now. The first one for me is sales pages. I used to spend a significant amount of time writing, editing, auditing, and designing my sales pages. I have a signature method for this, have taught other people this for years, but even with that method, it still took time, right? But the time was worth it because this method is insanely powerful. But now the power is also that Claude is doing this for me. I saw that I had the opportunity to make more revenue by optimizing my sales pages and could see with Claude, I could do better work in less time. And this is in all areas, be that writing, optimizing, or designing pages. The pages are a heart of my business, so it makes sense to put extra focus on them. But if I am being honest, in the past some weeks, I just didn't get to them as quick as I wanted. I immediately could see this as a huge opportunity. So I build skills in my business where I simply can voice note Claude and say, write me this sales page. Here is my big brain dump and it's done. I think check it and say, okay, now design it. That is done. Then when it's running, I can say, here is the data. Here is what I am thinking. Can you also see any blind spots? And then it tells me, and if I agree, I accept them and then say, rewrite and redesign the page. And it's done. One workflow, 1/10 of the time. And I can do this way more regularly now with it being so effective. And if I wanted in the future, I can automate this task. So it's checking sales pages for me in the background and bring it to my attention. Because this was my gap. It might not be yours, but how do you make sales right now? Pitches, sales calls, webinars, Claude can absolutely become a part of that. The second one for me is ads. Last month, for example, I made 400 sales of a low-ticket digital product directly from ads running in the background. Every single ad that generated those sales was ideated with the help of AI. Now, I want to be specific here because this one is not technically Claude, and I am going to tell you what it is in a second. But first, let me tell you what the problem used to be. Running ads well means creative diversity. It means testing multiple angles, multiple formats, multiple captions, multiple hooks across different ad sets. That takes time, right? Not impossible at all, but it was a task, and I had a cap on the amount I could do that each week. But now I have been able to triple my ad creative production and maintain exceptional quality. And it's all because I saw this area and built a solution. Specifically, I, as a very non-technical person, built an app. I still pinch myself because what the heck, never ever did I think I would one day build an app. But it happened with genuine ease and it's getting me results, but not just me, my students in the supported version of the Scalable Business School as well. It is called the Scaling Shortcut Studio. And it's doing our ads for us. And while I say that this solution isn't just in air quotes using Claude, because it's not Claude, it's an actual app. The reason that app exists is because of Claude. It was Claude that taught me how to build the app and wrote all the technical stuff for me called vibe coding. And the build was all done with my normal Claude subscription. And my only extra cost is just a few extra dollars per month for the AI the app uses. But for my people, this is the best of both worlds, as it's not just my method in Claude. Making this an app meant I could have my own database in the back of the app that Claude AI reads. And in that database, I am having ads that are killing it right now, baked right into the app, vetted by me. It also has my ads method. It knows what Meta needs in terms of creative diversity. It knows what copy and creative gets results. So I go into it and simply hit a button that says, make me ads. And it gives me 6 ads, captions, headlines, the full picture. Then I make those ads. And for some of the actual creative design, I have also been using AI to execute. The output has gone up. The time has gone down. The sales are coming in. All because I thought, I wish this thing existed that went a bit beyond normal Claude and also had access to live ads working right now as benchmarks. And I told Claude that, and it told me to build it and how. And I did. And my SBS supported students, they have access to this tool. They are running their own ads with it, which brings me to the next section, because these things, just as some examples, have increased my own revenue and sales with more ease, but it can also be used to help our students and customers and clients too, while also making our programs and offers stronger. And that brings me to the next area. I want to share what I am doing and have done, and that is up-leveling my offers and my retention to stay market leading, to stay serving in the best way. Because at one stage, the constraint audit, the AI focus finder told me that offers was a focus area and focusing on the inside of my programs to help my students get better, faster results. Let me tell you what I have built. The Scaling Shortcut Studio, the ads app I just told you about, that is inside SBS. And this week, I am dropping the Seen Loved Selling Lab inside Content Mastery Club. It is a live app built for my club members to help them create content that actually converts, not just using my own methods, but also using live Instagram data and trends and high converting, high engaging examples built right into the app. It's going to live inside the membership to do content for them like never before, because I want that space to be one that serves people with the best shortcuts and tools that get them the best outcomes. And this is what I envisioned in my head. So I built that too, again with Claude. And that is what an offer looks like when you use AI as an elevator. You are not just delivering information. You are not just delivering that with your secret sauce and methods and approaches, which is absolutely an edge, but you are delivering a tool that helps your people get a result with your method. That is the new world. That is what these apps do in my programs now. And it does not stop there. I have also been building artifacts inside my programs, little interactive tools that help people get outcomes faster, lead magnet builders, decision frameworks. I had some things that were manual flowcharts in the past, for example, that are now live audits for people. I have had AI up-level my workbooks and handouts in seconds, not hours, seconds. And here is a big one too. I have AI analyzing my retention, looking for patterns, examining onboarding and offboarding data, telling me where people are falling off, what is bringing them in, what is keeping them. I used to do this manually. Gut, feel, and spreadsheets. Now I have a thinking partner that can look across patterns I would never catch on my own and tell me where to focus. And here is the thing that gets me the most about this, because I handed all of that back of housework to AI, the retention analysis, the resource creation, the tool building. I have more time to be human at the front, more coaching, more connection, more showing up in the community, more of the thing that is actually my moat, which again makes the offers even stronger. It's a win-win. AI is doing the 80% manual labor in the middle. I am doing the first 10 and the last 10 and being even more human while still living my dream lifestyle business. And the students inside SBS right now, their offers are starting to take shape as the most incredible thing. Human minds and hearts with AI-powered tools for their own people to get better, faster results. The implementation support their students get is next level. This is the new era, and we are building it right now, and I am just so excited to be doing it with them. And now let's be really, really real. If you are thinking, Corinda, how the heck do you have time for this? How did you build two apps? How did you take time to build this stuff? Let me tell you, first, it's because I have a scalable business model to start with. I am not the product in my business, which means I have time in my business and life full stop. This is why I teach scalable offers to start with. But second, it is also because I used AI to unlock my capacity constraints, where time that was going to admin and manual or repetitive tasks got erased, and that time now goes to all of this. So let's now talk about how I used AI to unlock my capacity, AKA get me more hours. And I want to start here with something Dan Martell shared that has shaped the way I think and work. I believe he originally heard it from someone at Apple, but the concept is the 10-80-10 framework. The idea is this: you are the brains, the soul, the spark, the ideation. You dream something up, you do the first 10%, the concept, the direction, the vision, the soul, the stuff no one can do except you. Then someone else does the next 80%. The actual execution, the middle work, and then the last 10 comes back to you, the review, the sprinkle of more soul, the yes, this is right, or no, let me up-level this. I heard this originally in the context of team, but now I think of AI as my 80%. Where can AI do the 80% of this? That is the question I ask now. But more than that, where can AI do 80% that I used to do and still do it as me? Not strip the uniqueness out, not make it generic, but genuinely replicate my method, my standards, my voice in the middle work. Let me give you the most concrete example I have. Every month in Content Mastery Club, I put together a PDF for members, a monthly content plan. The content itself is already created, but then it has to be cut, pasted, resized, formatted, placed into a Canva design template as a PDF. That used to take Holly, my part-time wing woman, hours every single month. And before I hired Holly, just like maybe some of you have VAs, maybe some of you don't, it sat with me. But recently I was focused on constraints in my business and have been reviewing every manual or repetitive task. This was one of them. I gave Claude a few of the old plans, told it where the new content was always stored, told it clear instructions of how I wanted it to do the design, gave it clear feedback when it came back not exactly right. And I told it that because you have to not give up first time when trying to have AI do something that isn't quite there. And then it nailed it, a task that used to take hours that was truly not something a human needs to do. It doesn't need soul or discretion. It's cutting and pasting into a table in Canva. But because of the volume, there was took ages, was done in minutes in the background and can be done like that every month now because I made this into a Claude skill I can call on each month now. And now that task, gone from Holly's plate. And what did that unlock? Holly can now help me with other things I used to do myself that I was carrying because she was carrying other things. So now we have essentially this extra team member because I want to be clear, this isn't about reducing team members. This is about pointing team members or VAs to even more valuable places, more human places. And again, if you don't have a VA or team, it means your time is freed up. If you do have a VA or team, it means their time can be freed up to take more off your plate. So again, your time is more freed up to focus on unblocking more capacity or constraints, to focus on being more human for your people, to be more innovative in your business or to take more time back in your life. So for me, I can now spend that freed up time doing things that only I can do. An extra coaching session, working on a new app for students, that Pilates class I keep saying I will get to, dreaming up a new low ticket offer that might be the next thing that changes someone's business. This is what capacity means. It is not just about saving time. It is about what you do with the time you get back. And here is what I want you to really hear. If there is any task in your business that you have done a few times, any at all, you have something called few-shot learning available to you. What that means is AI can learn from past patterns. You show it a few examples. You give it clear instructions. You give it clear feedback. And then it replicates that work for you. Think about it. What have you done more than twice in your business responding to a certain kind of email? You can teach Claude to scan your inbox for those emails, write a reply in your voice, and have it sitting in drafts for you to tweak and send. Formatting a document, designing a resource, writing a weekly thing that always follows the same structure. All of these are candidates, but, and I want to be really clear about this, you are still the human CEO. I am the gatekeeper, always. Nothing leaves my business without going through my eyes and my standards. The last 10% always comes back to me, not because I do not trust the AI, because I have taste and soul. And a way I envision I want things done, which is what as humans makes things us, and that is what AI cannot replace. You bring the first 10, AI does the 80, you bring the last 10. And what I have found, the last 10 is actually more enjoyable when you are not also burning through the 80 every single time. The point is, once you understand few-shot learning, once you understand the 10/80/10 in the context of AI, and once you have the foundation set up correctly, the only limit is your imagination. So I have been working with Claude AI and Claude Cowork and focused on looking in my business where the repetition is, finding few-shot learning for the system to see how things should be done, then having the system do that. So there you have it. That is a behind-the-scenes look into my business right now, and I hope it unlocks what your direction could be or even just to focus more on your AI focus. And remember, the foundation is everything. Set Claude up the right way. Get your brain baked in. Set up projects, skills, connectors, then run the audit. Find your constraint, revenue, offers, or capacity. Only one of these is your right next AI focus. Do not build across all three at once. The audit tells you where to start. And then build that one focus all in until you unblock that block. Truly have a deep win, then move to the next constraint and watch this truly compound in your business. More results. More revenue, more for my students, more life, less time, less money going out. And this is exactly what we are going to go so much deeper on at the AI Edge Live in June. AI Edge Live is a 3-day intensive for women in online scalable business who want to figure this out properly. Day one is your moats, the humanness that makes you uncopyable. This is your defense against AI. So people say, I don't want to do this just with AI. I want to do this with insert your name here, empowered by AI, because that is the decision people will be making in the future. And then day two is your elevators, using AI the right way across revenue, offers, and capacity with real strategy behind it. We build out solutions for your revenue, your offers, your capacity. And day three is the wrap up and where we let it all land. And I had planned to keep this only for Scalable Business School supported members, but I have had people banging down my door in my DMs for a ticket. So I have decided to release a handful of tickets so you can be at the event and see the work we do in SBS as well, even if you aren't part of the program. There are very limited spots though, so you can check the link in the show notes to see all the details. And if you have an online offer, a membership, a digital product, a program, or plan to have one soon, and you are ready to bring AI in properly and see what it actually unlocks, I would love to see you there. And thanks for hanging out here with me as well today to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling in your amazing business. See you next week, same time, same place. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Seen, Love, Selling, Scale podcast. I hope today's episode left you feeling inspired, fired up, and empowered to make serious moves that align with your goals and version of success, both in life and business. If you loved what you heard, head over to www.thisisco.com.au to find all the links and resources mentioned in today's episode. And if you aren't already following the show, make sure you hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode when it drops. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, same goal to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. See you then.